Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We're very excited about having Anna Murray back on the show. Anna is the founder of eMedia, the author of a number of books, including The Complete Software Project Manager. She's got a new book coming out that is so anticipated, it's already won an award. As you've heard me say, she's a double award-winning Stevie Award for Women in Business recipient, double winner on that part. As you've heard me say before, folks, many times, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. Anna Murray, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always. So technology is all around us. It's all up in our face. It's not going away. It's going to we're moving hell-bent for light speed into the digital age. Every day we drop off a little analog and pick up a little more digital. Quantum is on our horizon. When you look across the landscape, are you excited? Are you frightened? Are you ambivalent? What do you think?
You know, I think these days it's so much a mixture of both. You know, if you scroll back 10 years, we had nothing but excitement and optimism about almost everything that came out. You know, every new iPhone that came out, you know, we went crazy. And now the tech landscape, you know, if you think about anything you might see at the consumer electronics shows going on in Las Vegas, smart speakers, smart this, smart that. You know, people are excited about new features, but everybody then turns to, hey, wait a minute, what's the impact of this? What's the data privacy? What's, you know, everything from environmental impact? Yeah, and people are asking those questions more and more. I don't think that happened 5 years ago.
No. Well, it's because the reason I think it's the case, and I've been, like you, I've been tracking this pretty serious too. I think it's because in those days, technology, we didn't realize how it was going to encroach on our analogness. It was helping analog beings have more of a lever. It was giving us, it was lowering barriers to entry, but it hadn't gotten to the point where it was encroaching on our space, so to speak, as a human being, as an analog human being. And now it is, and it's a little creepy, and it's kind of upsetting a lot of folks, including me. What do you think?
Well, I think it's creepy. I think actually it's more than creepy. I mean, I think that certain companies in our world, and I know you've written about this, Facebook, Amazon, Google, have more power in some ways than our government.
There's no question.
And they're global. They own all the data.
Yeah.
So now we're just sort of waking up to the data privacy issues, the issues of power that can't be regulated, or I guess it could be regulated, but
we've never done before. It's something we've never done before, regulating these companies like
right.
that.
Right. This the isn't, horse is out
this
of the
isn't
barn
anti-
in a lot of cases.
This isn't 19th century antitrust, is it?
Yeah. Excuse me?
This isn't 19th century antitrust. This isn't trust
busting. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Although I don't know that we have the kind of – first of all, it's not as obvious as a massive railway or something. I mean, there's a lot of this that's hidden. And when you listen to the lawmakers in our Congress question someone like Mark Zuckerberg, you get the feeling that, you know, there's a lot of tech brain power on one side of the table and not a lot on the other side of the table. So you got to be able to understand it, to regulate it, and to figure out exactly what the problem is.
And, folks, when Anna said that more power than the government, that wasn't hyperbole, but it manifested a little bit differently, Anna, because, for example, Google made the decision based on pressure from their employees not to help the U.S. government on a weapons project, and then immediately went to China and helped them. So tell me, you know, and they did it, and they've done it with impunity. Don't tell me that when you say they've got more than the government, that's what that means, isn't it?
It's literally what that means. It's almost that the move that Google makes in China is effectively a foreign policy.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
China is making its move all over the world through technology to start. China, as we know, has a surveillance state, for example.
Right.
They have, you know, police, et cetera, facial recognition. We all have heard that about China. But what we may have not have heard as much about is that China is approaching small cities in the U.S., but mostly abroad and mostly in the developing world, to provide them with, hey, you know, we can help you build a police station. Oh, it's part of the roads.
And we'll loan you the money, but you have to let us have the network so we can know what you've got going on. Anna Murray, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks.
Sure.
As you can see, folks, she's very smart. We got more of that coming after the break. 20 Till. Anna Murray is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.